This is Rabbi Nissan Elbron, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Thursday, April 11, 2024. We continue on Chaf Gimel Amud Beis, 23b, the second section. It is the green text. So now you have all these witnesses who have come to this courtyard in Jerusalem. They're eating nicely. When they come on Shabbos, so the Gemara said, there's a Mishnah, Barishona lo hayuzazim misham kol hayom. Where originally they could not move from there for the entire day. Now, why is that? Because we have a halacha, right, that you get, right, let's say you're living in your own town, so you're allowed to walk in your town. If this is not a carrying issue, this is a walking issue, distance walking, right, to the edge of your town, and then 2,000 amos beyond that, right? That's called the beyond the tchum, beyond the boundary of the city. That's the, right? You can extend it by putting out what's called an eruv tchumin. But if you walk outside of that area, so you only get 4 cubits, you only get your own space. So by the time they get to Yerushalayim, they're out of their town where they started Shabbos, and they shouldn't be able to walk, so they should be stuck only in that courtyard. They shouldn't be allowed to go anywhere else. So Hiskin Rabbi Gamliel Azakin, Rabbi Gamliel Azakin said, he makes this takana shimahalchan alpayim amah b'chol ruach, that they get, right, just like in your own town, you get 2,000 cubits in each direction to walk, right? So too, these people, he's given them not only their 4 cubits, but 2,000 amos in each direction. V'lo elu bilvad, and not only these did Rabbi Gamliel make this exception for, right? Where you have people who legitimately, for good reason, are going to another place in which they have not, right, resided when Shabbos began, and therefore, in theory, should be stuck to their own dalet amos, their own 4 cubits. So he extends his takana ela abcha chama haba li yalala ilid yalid, right? Somebody who comes, a wise woman, who comes to help another woman give birth, right, a midwife. The Habala Hatzel Min Adleika, right? Somebody who comes to help save another Jew from a fire, the fireman. Umin Agayas, or from, you know, enemies coming to attack. Umin Anar, Umin Amapolet, right? Where there's an overflowing river, there's something falling down, right? There's a you know, an earthquake and the buildings are coming down. You got to go save people. So anyone who comes to do any of these things, which are, right, considerable mitzvot, Harei Elu Ka'anshe Ha'ir, right? They are like the residents of this new city, right? They have 2,000 cubits in every direction. They don't have to, they're not stuck standing in place for all of Shabbos. Okay, the Gemara now wants to know, Ibayilahu, Beit Yazek Tnan, right? Or Beit Yazek Tnan. Is it with an ayin or not with an ayin? Now, what in the world is the difference? Right, besides the cool pronunciation of Ya'azek. So, Gemara says as follows. Beit Ya'azek Tanan Lishna Ma'alyahu. Right? Beit Ya'azek with the ayin is a nice language. Right? It's good, it's positive. Dichsev, that it says, right, Ma'yazkehu, Ma'yisalkehu. Right? You're clearing the land and it's very nice. It makes it much nicer. Odilva, or do we say no, Beit Yazek without the ayin tanan, and Lishna de Tsarahu, right? That is a language of tsar, of pain, dechsivu asur be'azikim, bezikim, right? That he is tied up and bound in chains. So which one is it? So Amar Abaye, Abaye says, Tashma, come and listen, I'll prove to you. Su'udus gdolos hayosun lahem sham, right? They'd make these big smorgasbord feasts. Maybe it was a sit down, but a big feast. Kadeshu Gil Mabos, so that people should come, right? That's positive, that's good, that's nice, right? That has to be then Beit Ya'azek with an ayin, right? And it has to be the positive description. That's what we must have in the Mishnah. Someone says, no, maybe that's not true. Dilma Tarti Habi Abdu Bahu. Maybe they did two things to them, right? Maybe it was Yazek, they have these very nice, elaborate feasts, right? Maybe that is true. But that doesn't mean that everything there was fabulous. Maybe they also didn't let them walk around. Right? They did two different things, one good and one bad. And maybe the Beit Yazeg without the ayin is referring to the fact that they cannot walk. Okay, either way, so now we don't have a proof one way or the other. Maybe it's Yazeg, maybe it's Yazeg. Right? Biggest nafkamina in the world is not me. Okay, new Mishnah. Masnisin, Ketzad, both Kines HaEdim. How do they actually check these witnesses? What are they asking them? What's the procedure? So, Zug Sheba Rishon, the very first pair of witnesses that come to testify, both Kines HaRishon. They take the first guy and they start him. Mechnisin is Agado Shebahen. Right? So, they take the first pair, they come first, of course. Right? And they take out of those two, the Gadol, right? The little means the bigger one, but the more important one, maybe the more learned one, the more chashuv one. And they say to him, Ketzad Ra'isa Es Halavana. How did you see the moon? Right? Lifnei Achama, was it before the sun? Ola Achar Achama, was it after? Right? For the rest of the questions that they will ask and what they ask the other witnesses, for that you're going to come back tomorrow because this concludes our learning for today. Please come back and join me then.